and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today, like he rejoined me last week, is my good friend Lights Out Levine, bass player in Prima Donna, and the Super Bees. Lights Out Levine, how are you today?
I'm great, Danko. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. This is now your 6th appearance on the Regal Beagle Podcast.
I am totally honored.
If you continue on, you will break the record and be right behind my cousin Cameron for most appearances on the Regal Beagle Podcast.
You tell Cameron I'm coming for him. I want the record.
Well, I mean, listen, you gotta come back even before we start this episode. You gotta come back next week.
I'll do that.
And break the record.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm coming for it.
Okay, this week it's Season 5, Episode 10, Jack's Other Mother. It aired January 20th, 1981, directed by Dave Powers, written by Mark Tuttle. An elderly neighbor gets a little too motherly and oversteps boundaries, tending to Jack. Lights Out Levine, what did you think of Jack's Other Mother?
It's a good episode. It's not one of my favorites, but it's good. It's a good, solid episode, I think.
Yeah, you know, I concur with that review. I mean, I just think that it didn't suck. It wasn't boring. But, yeah, I mean, there were some moments, you know, but overall, it's not on my top 10. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, if I was going to introduce someone to the show, this would not be the episode I would start off with.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a little frustrating because, which is a good indication that the woman who played Gladys was a great actress, Amzie Stickland. And believe it or not, she only died recently, if you can believe that. Yeah, she was already old back then, but she died in 2006 at the age of 97.
And wow, that's a long time, man.
Yeah, and she continued acting all the way. She was in Pretty Woman, she was in Doc Hollywood, she was in Alf. I mean, she used a lot of stamina in her, so yeah, that was pretty impressive when I found that out. there's other people, other guests on here. The boss, played by George Dickerson. He only died 4 years ago at the age of 81. Lots of people are dead. The woman patron at the diner, this was her last acting credit, but she died Maya Severn. She died in 1995 at the age of 92. And then Katie Williams, played by Lois Hamilton. Lois died in 1999. Lots of dead people in this episode.
I guess it comes to us all eventually, huh?
Yeah. John Ritter and, of course, Ralph Furley. But then Katie's brother, Kenny, played by Bob Sherman, still going strong. So, and this is another episode that had Chrissy calling in to the girls, to the kids, Jack and Janet.
Yeah.
Now, What are your thoughts about Suzanne Summers calling in to these last episodes before she fades away?
It's so weird, man, you know, because you go through the whole episode. It's always the last bit of the episode. So it really has nothing to do with the plot line whatsoever. It's just a tie-in, a little bit of Chrissy to, I don't know, fit her contract needs or the studio's contract needs. So it's always weird. Like, you could skip it, really.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting when it actually aired. I think having Chrissy call in probably led people to believe that, oh, she's just on vacation. She's coming back in a couple more episodes.
Right.
Even though, you know, Cindy was sleeping in her bed, you know, so it's a weird thing, but I guess it was a nice fade rather than a hard cut of Chrissy's character from the world of Three's Company.
And I wonder if they even decided that yet, you know, if they were just going to cut ties with her. I wonder if they were just kind of stringing it along to see what happened, you know?
See, I wonder that as well, because, I mean, we all know the reason and the business as to why Suzanne Summers left the show. But, yeah, this whole calling in business really kind of leads the viewer to think, what was going on behind the scenes?
Yeah.
But, of course, if it had been a friendly split, then maybe Chrissy would have visited the kids, you know, or visited the apartment again and shown up in another season, but no dice.
No dice.
No, that's too bad, because you kind of want to know that the whole world of Three's Company is living and breathing. So it would have been nice if the Ropers revisited the apartment, or, you know, in an episode later on, but that never happened either. I know on Three's, well, we're jumping the gun here, but in later spinoffs like Three's a Crowd, you know, Larry makes a guest appearance, you know, and I believe Janet does, so there's a little bit of crossover there, but that's too bad.
Yeah, man, it's kind of sad.
It is, and I just wish that as much as what ended up developing in Three's Company later on down the line in future seasons was great, I wish, and as much as I like the later characters rather than Chrissy, I wish she had returned in a later season.
It would have been nice to have a bit better closure, for sure.
Yeah, you know, just have her on an actual episode rather than calling from her parents.
Which was done on a completely different soundstage, right? Like, not even at the same time.
Yeah, she's probably in New York or something. Yeah, it's crazy. But anyways, yeah, so that is Jack's Other Mother. I think both of us have the same feeling about it. You know, it was good. Not as good as last week's episode, which was fantastic. David Miller. The episode should have been called David Miller last week, even though we're talking about Jack's Other Mother. But
you know what's great, though, about this episode is Larry's shirt. Did you take notice on Larry's cowboy shirt he's rocking?
No. Not really.
So good.
Does he threaten to outdo Furley in this?
Oh, man. I think it's just cooler. It's black with this purple, you know, for the cowboy, you know, cover all over it. It's so awesome, man. It just looks so cool.
It's funny how you interpret that as Larry looking cool, and a lot of people just interpret it as just Larry being this kind of loosey-goosey, douchey kind of used car salesman.
Yeah, but Larry's the best, man. I mean, he's the best for all those reasons.
True indeed. And I got to say, in my top three favorite Three's Company characters.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I know you love him.
I love Larry. I love Furley. And of course, everyone loves Jack. But I don't know. Furley or Larry, I don't know who outdid who, man.
I'm going to go Furley on that one, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. And, you know, and then I would end with Janet. Janet Wood, season 4 or 5.
Smoking.
Yes. Smoking.
Oh, yeah.
I think I say that in every episode of this podcast.
I feel like every time you and I talk, it comes around to
that. Yeah, it does. It does. but it has to be said. But anyways, lights out, Levine. You got to come back next week and continue this walk through the Three's Company, the world of Three's Company.
Oh, I'm coming for the record, man.
Yeah, knock on our door and break the record.
I'll be there, baby.